The Philippines is hit with another disaster. A village in India has 10 times the need of scripture, and a humanitarian ministry is gearing up to celebrate women in March. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in the Philippines, where more than 70 people are still missing following a 6.8 magnitude earthquake. The quake hit the island of Negros, leaving at least 42 dead. You may have sponsored a child in the region through Compassion International. Compassion's Kathy Redmond.
It's an area where we have about 25 Compassion Child Development Centers. And it looks like Bacolod City was affected, but in our centers, we had no children affected so far.
However, Compassion staffers are still completing their assessment. Disaster compounds the need for people to sponsor kids. Since Compassion works through the local church, all victims of the tragedy are given aid and more.
When people go in to receive their basic survival needs, they are given the gospel also as a survival need. So it all happens there in the church, and we can see the church transforming communities in that way.
Click on our feature links page at our website to sponsor a child or help with other needs. Next, Mission Network News' Ruth Kramer is in Tahrir Square in Cairo, Egypt, with the latest about the revolution.
Everybody loves an underdog. That's part of the magnetic draw of Egypt's ongoing revolution. There's a great deal of future on the line. Christians are finding this is an opportune time to be a part of making history and creating a future. We spoke with Pastor Fazi Wahib, who says it's really the cream of society at the forefront of change.
You are talking about the cream of the society, the best people, and they're willing to go with you in a very deep discussion about if we don't success today, we will have another century before the revolution will come back again.
It's been a chance for Christians to build credibility, too. Many are on the front lines, ready to guide a wave of revival. Revival that begins in the revolution of the heart. From Cairo, I'm Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
You're listening to Mission Network News. India is not exactly known to have its prostitution problem under control, but there's an even darker branch of the problem few outsiders know about. Temple prostitution. It was banned 30 years ago, but lives on. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board reports that poor families dedicate their baby girls to a goddess in hope of favor. When the girls reach 11 or 12, they're forced to work as prostitutes. But Christian workers are bringing hope to these women with the gospel. Read more at our website. Meanwhile, thirst for the gospel is great in India, but resources are more than dried up. Audio Scripture Ministries' work there over the last few months has been overwhelmed. While ASM has been able to produce new scripture recordings and reach new people, it's not enough. J.P. Sundararajan says a team recently distributed 350 audio Bibles to Mandari speakers.
When I was done with the distribution, the missionary looked at me and he said, you know, we need 5,000 for this village. For this village, you need 5,000. And for that area, right, roughly a few villages in that area, they want 9,000 units.
The shortage wasn't a one-time occurrence.
Every time they go out to a distribution, it is one of the more heart-wrenching scenes you'll see is there are too many people who wait outside these distribution areas. And as we walk out, they keep begging us, you know, pleading with us for one Bible.
But God is moving in amazing ways through the units that have been distributed. You can be a part of it. Find more at our website. And Food for the Hungry is gearing up for International Women's Day. March 8th is a day dedicated to celebrating the economic, political, and social achievements of women around the world. FH believes there's hidden potential in the lives of women trapped in poverty, and they're helping them through programs like Kitchen Gardens. It helps women earn a living in the third world through home gardening. Through the local church, they find eternal hope. You can help them by walking and running. Find out how at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Biblica would like to give you a free pocket-sized Gospel of John to use or give to a friend. The Gospel of John takes us from in the beginning to a new beginning, inviting readers to receive the offer of new life in Jesus' name. Get your pocket-sized Gospel of John. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.